Today's afternoon shiur is on the topic of Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy. Is that the shiur you have? So,
here we go.
What I really wanted to focus on is understanding Rosh Hashanah. There's a very deep message here in understanding what exactly is the day of Rosh Hashanah. If we don't understand what the day of Rosh Hashanah is, why are we here? And if you look at the first Gemara, I will challenge you to tell me what type of day Rosh Hashanah it is. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch, today's Shulchan Aruch in Mishnah Berurah Seder, if you go to the Siman before that, Tuf Kuf Pei Dalet maybe? So there it talks about that we don't say Hallel in Rosh Hashanah. So there's a famous Gemara that's based on, that the Shulchan Aruch took this from, which is the Gemara in Erechon, Daf Yud, Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim, D'Ikra Moed, it's called a Moed, it's a Yontif. Obviously, the Ikshush Ben says Malcha Lema. So he says, we know we're not allowed to do Malama, but Lema. So Mishul Rabbi Vav, Damar Rabbi Vav, Amu Malchei Shas. A great little story. The Malchei Asharis, the Malachim, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following thing: Ribbono Shelam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shir Lefanecha Berosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. I don't understand. I thought that on every single Yontif you say Hallel, you give Hodah to the Ribbono Shelam. Why not on Rosh Hashanah, right? And Yom Kippur. Why not? Every single Yom Tov, you're supposed to give Hallel Be'Hodah to the Ribbono Shelam. What are they doing? Why not? Amar Lahem, the Ribbono Shelam answers and says, Efshar Malch Yoshev Al Kisei Hadin. He's sitting on the throne of judgment. V'Sifrei Chayim B'Mason, I'm counting literally those who are going to be here and those who are not going to be here, Rachman Al-Sun next year. It's Potchin Lefanav. It's open in front of him. V'Yisrael Omrim Shir. What is that? What's the Yisod? What is he trying to say? Obviously. He's saying what? It's not time to joke around. What are you? It's not Yom Tov. It is Yom Tov. It's not Yom Tov. It's a scary time. Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, is the day that the Ribbono Shel Olam will, for the entire universe, decide on every single thing that happened.
Even for Miller?
Even for Miller.
No.
Yeah. And the fact that Rafi said that was decided on Rosh Hashanah, that he would embarrass in front of the entire YU Torah audience of the seven people that will listen, which is my father, my mother, my wife, my uncle. Yeah. So right? Yeah. How can you say Shira? Everything is decided on this day. Anything that ever happened in your life from year to year is decided. You stubbed your toe this morning? That was because of last Rosh Hashanah. It's crazy. Not just us, the entire universe. The whole thing that's going on with the vote with Iran, that was decided last year. Rahman al-Islam, terrorist attacks, wars, everything's decided. It's obviously you can't, it doesn't make any sense even to discuss that. That's number one. Let's look at the Rambam, source number two. So the Rambam in source number two, by the way, when I was looking at notes for this year, so I've researched this topic a number of times. I reread the shiur, but the first time I ever gave the shiur was—I'll just give you because I want to just dedicate the shiur. Lezecher Nishmas, I believe, is today is the yahrzeit of the Hillel Cafe Hillel bombing, which killed many people a good number of years ago, and Rabbi Dr. David Applebaum and his daughter Nava, who was about to get married, were murdered. Dr. Applebaum was a star Talmud of Aaron Soloveitchik. So he was somebody who we all envied because he was very, very close to the Aaron Soloveitchik. And that was the first shiur that I ever gave of my professional shiurim that I started giving in Bergenfield. So I remember very well that. So today is the yahrzeit, so I wanted to dedicate L'zeichen Nishmasa. I believe if you go to Kever Rachel, if I'm not mistaken, so there is, at least on the women's side, I think, but I think maybe on the men's side as well, it's the Kever is surrounded by a white, looks like a parochas. It actually is made out of her wedding gown, which unfortunately she never got to use. So the Rambam writes the following. Shimona Asur Yom Bashana Mitzvah Ligmor Bo Zahalel. Not going to be us. Ve'eloi Shimona Yisimei Achag. Sukkos, Shmonos Hanukkah, Rishon Pesach, Atzeres, Abba Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, Ein Bahem Hallel, V'Fisha Ein Yimei Tshuva V'Yira V'Pachad, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The day of Rosh Hashanah And Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel because they're not, sorry, they are days of tshuva and fear, yira and pachad. V'lo yimei simcha yisera. Rambam's lashon, right? If you're medayik, as the briskas are in every lashon, he words are simcha yisera. Then maybe there's an aspect of simcha. And so we don't say Hallel. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif in Perek Vav writes, Shivas yimei ha-Pesach, Vishmonas Yumei Achag, Imshar Yom Tovim, and obviously I'm talking about all other Yom Tovim, he writes, Kulam Asurim Behesper Tanas Chayv Adam Lios Behem Sameach Vetuv Lev, Bano Vene Bano Vishto Evis Kamis Ovid, Vyahisa Sach Ach Sameach. So the question on the Rambam, what is the Rambam talking about here? What does Shar Yimos Achag mean? Does anybody think, is there a chiv to eat a nice meal on Rosh Hashanah? What do you think? Yeah, there is. So there's a dichotomy, it seems, for a moment. Is it happy days or not a happy day? The halacha does say in Tav Kuf Tzamach Zayin, just reading you the halacha, Ochel Neshosim V'Smechim V'Ein Mesanim Bo Rosh Hashanah V'Lo V'Shabashuva. So there is the aspect of Simcha, which is very important. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if I quoted on this sheet, the Mishnah Berurah, just read you the Mishnah Berurah that says, Ochem Esmechem, Rotzo Lomar Apshu Yom Adim, even though it's a day of judgment. Mikol Makom Mitzvah Shel V'Samachta V'Chagecha Shayach Gambo Shegabu Bechlal Chag. Now, the Pasuk is talking about the Shlosh Regalim, but it's included in Rosh Hashanah as well. So we have a bit of a problem, if you will. If you look at source number 4, the famous Navi in Nehemiah, where the Bnei Yisrael are off the path of Torah. So Nehemiah now has this unbelievable story where the Jews were so far away from Judaism, they didn't even know what the day was. Nebuch. The Yomer Lahem. Achlu mam shan v'shasu mam takim v'achlu manos l'ein nachalo ki kadosh hayom. So what happened in the case? The Jews decided to do tshuva in the time of Ezra. They said, oh my God, we're sinning. Tshuva, let's go. We're going to fast today. No, don't fast. Why? Because you have to have a simcha today. Why, says Rashi? Ki yom Rosh Hashanah. They were crying and no. Ezra Sofer says, stop. Because it's Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to. So much you're not allowed to, you have to l'chul echlu mamshanim. Have oily foods. Have delicious wine. Have sweets. Give matonos levyonim. Right, it's a mitzvah actually on all yontes. To wine, yeah. It's interesting, by the way, the Rambam in that Perek Vav, the next halacha, we quoted halacha Yud Zayin, the next halacha says, what's simcha? What is this? Oh, so the Rambam is a famous machlokes by the Rambam, because the Rambam says, machlokes rishonim, the Rambam has this chiddush where the Rambam writes, ain't simcha lo b'basar yayin. No. Others say, what do you mean, ain't simcha lo b'basar yayin? Where's the basar shlomim we're talking about? In the Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Beis HaMikdash, there was simcha basar v'yayin because you ate the korbanos. Why is the Rambam in simcha? So many interpret it very simple. The Rambam is giving a practical example of how you manifest simcha. What do I mean? When you have a chiyuv to be mesameach, so there are two types of simcha. Very difficult. In last week's parsha, Parsha's Kisavo, we have a mitzvah. Number one, by Bikurim v'samachta b'chol atov. And a klala, right, that we didn't serve Hashem, why? V'simcha v'tuv lev. Now, one could question and think, how is it possible that Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a mitzvah to be happy? How can he force us to be happy? How do you force, go into the Beis Medrash now, right? And you could pick out a Shana Aleph student, and you say to him, you know, are you happy in the yeshiva? And obviously 99% of them are. But you'll find one student who's saying, no, I'm homesick. That's horrible. I can't. My mother. So you say, no, you have a chiyuv to be happy. If du es Hashem b'simcha. Right? Oh, so the Rambam, no, right. So the Rambam says, that when it comes to Simcha, when I say you have to be happy, i.e., Yontif, I'm going to tell you how you have to be happy. On Yontif, you have to be happy. The word happy is manifested through wine and basar. But that's only for men's rights. For women, obviously, what makes them happy? Maybe.
Men.
No, come on. What makes them happy? What makes a woman happy? Jewelry. Right, the first three letters of jewelry is? Jew. Jewelry! Buy them fancy jewelry. Buy them nice clothes. Tachshitim noyim. And kids?
Toys.
The Rambam writes. Right, he writes candy. A gozim, right?
Chocolate.
Right, in those days they were happy. What?
Sugar coated nuts.
What?
Yeah, you drink sugar coated nuts before Shabbos also.
Oh, so I'm sorry. So, right, exactly. So that's source number 10. I didn't realize it. It's Perek Vav Halacha Yutes. That's the mitzvah. Again, people question this. Is this really true? Because why? So the question is, does that apply really on Yontif as well? Does that apply on Rosh Hashanah? Again, what I'm trying to point out to you is that we have two things going on here. We have the scariest day of the year on one hand. Scary, mamish, scared. And the happiest day of the year, on one hand. That Hashem gave us this day. What do? We saw the dichotomy of a Gemara who tells us that we have what? No, hallel, you crazy? How can you say hallel? It's a day of pachad. The Rambam. Pachad the Yira. And the Chemio says, go out, drink, eat, and be merry. A Rambam is a chiyuv. The Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin. You must eat, you must have simcha. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, as we said you're not allowed to fast. And in source number 6, the Magen Avraham writes, the Shem HaMarshal, in the name of the Bach as well, Lo Ochel Dagim B'Rosh Hashanah Shehayu Chavivim Alav V'Ratz L'Ma'ei Taiva B'Davar Mesuyim. Right, you're the guy who realizes that he hasn't been good all year. So he's not going to eat. He knows he's not allowed to fast. So he asks, is that allowed? Can a person do that? So he says, yeah. He doesn't want to get as much taiva. He knows he has to eat. And he writes, also the Shla writes that you should wear dafka, the gadim levanim, and not the gadim chashuvim, rak levanim. The makam shein nogim levosh levanim, lo yivosh. Right? Okay, so people have customs. Some people do that. I grew up, we always wore a white yarmulke on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then he quotes, Shol Echol Bas L'Shtos Yag, Rosh Hashanah made. The Magen Avraham writes this. Very interesting. However, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, as I quoted already, Ve'ein Mesan Rosh Hashanah. But, he says, we have to eat in a way we still have Yiras Hashem. Yesh Mekom Asif Beis, Shekibla biyadam shekol mi sheragya lisanus Rosh Hashanah. That people do fast. Umishana regila v'anu mitana einu v'shalom shenato. Umishenu yira nafsho ein tzorach lisanus koyu. Okay, it's a question whether or not a machlokes whether a person is allowed to fast or not. Rav Chaim Shalvechik, when he discusses the inyan of Simcha, writes that there's two inyan, Shvei Dinam, that's a famous Rav Chaim. There's Simchas HaNefesh and Simchas HaGuf. Simchas HaGuf is the manifestation of the Rambam Basar V'Yayin, and Simchas HaNefesh is the Romamus, is the actual happiness of it. Right? We know as human beings, there are things that put us in a good mood, and there are things that don't. Right? Right, it seems to be antithetical. If we manifest simcha, let's say, at the same table, this is obviously just an example, at the same table you have basar v'yayin and your in-laws. So how can that be? Right? It's because there was simcha z'nevich. I'm not me, I'm saying simcha z'nevich, simcha z'gov. You need to have both. Through the eating of the wine, you have the eating of the basar and the wine, so you have the simcha. Now, obviously, if someone doesn't like basar, doesn't like yain, rachman al son, there's some crazy people, right? So, okay, so of course he doesn't have a chiyuv to have something he doesn't like. And this is also discussed, the inyan of fasting is discussed by a number of different Mar Makomos, specifically the Orach HaShulchan, in this simon, in the name of the Torah, in the name of Haigon. It says in Nehemiah, what? Go out, eat, drink, and be merry. So you can't. And the Mordechai says this, B'shem Rav Nachshon Gaon, She'asar, Lisanos, El min HaTorah, min HaKabbalah, mi Yibraisam Yerushalmi, min HaTorah, Sharei Hu, Kale Im Kola Moadim. You're not allowed to fast, he writes. Okay, fine. Very difficult to understand. Again, a person wants to do tshuva, he wakes up on this day. You know, many of the Svarim HaKadoshim ask, why isn't it the other way around? Why isn't Yom Kippur first, right, and then Rosh Hashanah? Why? Because we first do the act of tshuva, and then we be malachim malachim. And the answer is simple. The answer is that we need these constant wake-up calls. Constant wake-up calls. So, we have some Rosh Chodesh Elul, the shofar. Some people are startled by that. My grandfather used to tell me that on Rosh Chodesh, benching for Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is in the middle of the summer many years, people in the shul would be crying when they heard Yehi Ratzon. I happened to be, and we were, you guys weren't here yet, but here in the yeshiva, that Rosh Chodesh benching, so it was here in the yeshiva for the first time in the history, I believe, of the yeshiva, we had, it was Chassidus Rebbe week. The Rebbe from here, from the O of Yisrael, so he had the Sheva Brachas of his son, so the Boston Rebbe was here, and the Kapishan Rebbe, right? To use my shtenders, very chashuv. Anyway, so the Boston Rebbe has this awesome voice. He said Rosh Chodesh Benching, and I was so excited. I said, "This is it." My grandfather told me, but there wasn't. I was expecting there to be a pachad v'noira. Elul's coming, so we don't feel it really, right? We don't feel it. The shofar blowing maybe a little bit. I always remember. I don't know why I didn't do this here in the yeshiva. Maybe it's in yeshiva or maybe in Eretz Yisrael. But I always remember the night of Slichos, the first night of Slichos, you would walk into shul and everything was white. That was the night they changed the parochas. I always remember walking to the show and go, whoa, shh, wake up. So now generations have moved on, we still don't get it. And Moshe Shabbos is going to have the long slichas, we still don't get it. Maybe, when Raboaz gets up there and he speaks the first night, we still don't get it. And then Raboaz gets up and he says, hi, nai, nai, nai. And then more people are like, oh my God, this is it. Some people still don't get it. And then Rav Jay cries and he blows the shofar and then it hits people, but then some people still don't get it and they need the second day of shofar, and that's why we need the 10 days of shofar, because we need the wake up call first. Oh my God, now my it's really on the line now. Maybe not a good example, but a person who is in trouble, feel like, I'm going to get caught, and then he finally gets caught. And they said, well, didn't you realize you were about to, you went, I said, okay, but I wasn't scared enough. So a person wants to fast. Why shouldn't it be? Oh, because there's also simcha. It's very interesting. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch has the same issue in Tavkuf Pei Bet. If you look at davening on Rosh Hashanah, of course, it's much different than a regular yontif, but one of the things we don't say, Einu omrim moedim l'simcha chagim muzman l'sasam. As yom, chag asukos hazeh. We don't say that. Why? Clearly, it's not the same chag. And Mishnah Berurah writes that. Rotzo lomar delo ke eza deyo chakal bris tor de sphere loop. We don't do this. He says, however, as with this entire case, the Sheil Sechuas Rav Sar Shalom says Minach Shtei Yeshivos was to say this. And the others who quote this as well, The Utsa Gaonim write that there was a minhag like this. So what do we do? Most, of course, as I said, Rav Haigon, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, Mishavru, the Abu Dram, they all say we don't say it. Because again, it's not the same Yontif as other days. The Taz in source number 8, turn the page. Ein v'sanam b'Rosh Hashanah. Beis Yosef v'viyah b'shem kolbo. Sheyesh o'r v'chitzorech le'anos. The Kolbo says, what do you mean? Of course you have to fast for Rosh Hashanah. V'viyah b'truvah sadesh and kosov d'ikah kamo rabbi sayin at the sphere of late the mitzvah l'sanos b'chol Rosh Hashanah. Say, so what do you mean? I thought it was a mitzvah le'echol, he writes. Le'ani astai te'echuyah the Efshar Lomar mitzvah l'sanos de'matzino gabei alisha she'ochol etzel ha'shunamit ve'otoh yom haya Rosh Hashanah. So can you tell me it's a mitzvah? But we see already this opening of what is going on here. Fast, not fast, so on and so forth. And this is the same din, it's not on your sheet, about crying on Rosh Hashanah. The same issue, the same machlokes in the Poskim. And that is it mutter to cry? Should you be crying on Rosh Hashanah? Now, you'll notice, right, because you'll notice what's missing from Rosh Hashanah, slichos. The only one thing we have a little bit close is Avinu Malkeinu. Chatanu lefanecha. Right? But it's not exactly that. In fact, I believe there are minhagim of certain communities who don't say this. They don't say the chatan lefanecha. Because it's tshuva. It's aser. We don't have slichos. Okay, we have, what do you call it? We say mi yechyeh, mi yamos, sana toikif. But other than that, there's not much going on that's doing actual tshuva. So should you cry, should you not cry? Now, you obviously sat in the space of just before. So you hear there are a lot of people who do cry. So, Rav Sternbach, the guy now based in the head of the Eidah Haredes, so he says as follows. In Tshuvas Haragos, he writes this in Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Samaches. So he writes, listen to this. Nishalti was asked, the Peirush Divrei HaKadosh Da'arizal Zhenag Lub Chois for Rosh Hashanah. And the Be'er Hetiv says Yeshua, and ready for this, you want to really be scared. Shenago be'atzmo luchot. The Omar, and he said, Mi she'enu boche b'yomim elo, ein nishmato tova ushlema. If you don't cry on Rosh Hashanah, there's something wrong with your nefesh. How can you not cry? Right? It's like the joke about the guy that says, oh, I'm not like children. I never sat with me. Like, are you Jewish? Are you really Jewish? Maybe look at your year. So how can you not cry? It's Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't make any sense. The Arizal himself cried. The Gra, the Chayim, the Maaser of a Gol, also lived for Rosh Hashanah. Shenema, Al Tivku, right? Nechani, you're not allowed to cry. Uladati says Rav Sternbach, Hadvarim Pshutim, it's Pasha, Ubrui. Filas Vivadai Roy Livcho, Sha'as Atafila Mikabelos, Vakalish Baruchu, Mitmale, Chemla, Kemavur Bishol Kodesh, Shal Jimos Kalish Varim Mo Machish. But a person who has stopped Pachin in Europe, forget about that guy. That's what the Gra is talking about. Also, the Chos Rak. Kisha Omuke Shekorim Besefer Torah Yivchu. Why are you crying? Two people are crying for different reasons. One person is crying because his tefillos. He's inspired. It's like almost a crying of simcha. I can't believe I had this opportunity to stand in front of you, Hashem. But I know I haven't been done good. Hashem, listen to me. What do you mean? The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want those tefillos? Those are the most beloved tefillos. But now a guy hears, I-9-9-9-9-9-9-9, and what does he do? Starts crying. What are you crying? You don't even know what you're crying about. It's the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he starts crying. Something wrong with that. Says Rav Sternbach, it's not a machlokes, it's a metzias. One's this time, one's that time. And therefore crying is allowed if it's the right time. Kishe boicha b'Rosh Hashanah, kishe mitboronim b'masa v'pachadim. Oh, but tefillah can mishpat palel b'slavos v'shelfich demais. Gam the gra would be moda the das mutter. It's not a day of tshuva. You should not be crying and saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe this." Hashem le bagano gazal. Whoa, it's Rosh Hashanah, dude. You know how to do that. But says Rav Sternbach, even the Gra would agree if you're crying out of beauty of your I'm sorry, if you're davening and of the beauty of the davening, it makes you cry. What beautiful tefillahs we're saying. Of course that's mutter. Everybody agrees to that. Very, very interesting. And he writes in the Moedim Hazman in the same type of idea that some people said that you don't need a suda chashuva. Maybe you don't need to have basar. It's interesting because on Shabbos, so we don't have this din. Shabbos is supposed to have nice meals, but there's no chiyuv of basar. You're allowed to have chicken, it's fine. My wife is teaching a girl this year. She said she's allergic to chicken. Yeah, I can make that one up too. Right? I said, she came over from Shabbos. So I said, yeah, I'm also allergic to chicken when there's a meat option. I'm more allergic to chicken also. But, so my wife said, we don't, of course my wife anyway served meat, but she said, we don't normally serve meat. That's not, because there's no chiyuv on Shabbos. On Yontif, we buy meat. You have to have basar. On Rosh Hashanah, maybe not. Again, the same type of idea. Rav Avad Yosef, Yechav Adas, has a similar tshuva. Speaks about the simcha of the day. If a person is crying, because Rav Chaim Vitali quotes, because Hashem gave us this great opportunity, this great day, so even the Gra would agree that this is okay. The Taz writes, what do you mean? There were famous Gedolim, Kedoshim, who cried when they said Shir Shir, because how beautiful it is. That's Mutter. The last thing I quoted over here is just a cute little idea from in the name of Shlomo Zalman, a sefer called Valelo Yuval. Some different questions that were asked, just to put it into important brackets. This sefer was not authorized. This is an unauthorized biography. People like his sons did not like the fact that people wrote this, because they said it doesn't capture who Shlomo Zalman was, and there was a guy that was listening in to questions, and you shouldn't be doing that anyway. Okay. And sometimes there are footnotes on the bottom. People like Rav Nevensal said, there's no way that ever happened. Rav, you heard wrong. There's no way Shlomo Zalman would answer that. But anyway, Moav Rabbi writes, Im b'Rosh Hashanah shebecham sheyesh chiyuv simcha b'Rosh Hashanah hu kana tachshit lishtov? Is it like every Yom Tov? Do I have to buy my wife? There's a chiyuv? I told this to some people. I got in trouble once by one of the rabbeim here, who also teaches in my wife's seminary. And he heard that I buy my wife presents on Yom Tov. He says, what are you making everybody, all the men now are going to have to stop buying them? I said, well, it's halacha, we just read the halacha. What do you mean? What about Rosh Hashanah? Omram b'sof shebezeh mufur midei b'shul Rosh Hashanah she'ein, right, lo shem begon mufur army, not to wear the nicest clothes. So he asked, v'ana, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, v'Rosh Hashanah yesh chiyuv simcha, eich ein zeh kesimcha shabra gama. Bekevan sheish gan emes yom hadin. The Omer li atat yochal leknot la liyishta beged chadash the Rosh Hashanah. Chazarti v'shalti in front of his son Rav Baruch, and in yishol im yochal am mechuyev. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Eini lo ani lo kaniti beged chadash liyishti the Rosh Hashanah." Okay. By the way, the next question is: are you allowed to have baser behema? Ein chiyuv loso bacha behema, he writes, le'echo bacha behema, on yontif in general, he writes, gomer, to have a basar behema, talking about meat, the real meat. But it's a good thing to do. Same thing by Rosh Hashanah. So again, to put everything in proper perspective, we could either say that the shir is just one big halabalala, and don't really have a good answer for you. Or we could put it into important brackets and perspective. It is the only yontif that we have with a real dichotomy, with a split. And it's potentially the hardest yontif to celebrate because we have both. There is a pachan and a year of the day and a simcha. Rav Nevensal says, last week's parsha, one of his sichot, so he says that that's what Rosh Hashanah is. gilo barada, happiness with trepidation. Now this shouldn't be so surprising to us, because as a Jew we actually have this in general. When do we have this? Really, by yemi simcha. Because anytime a Jew is besimcha, we have to be very careful what type of simcha that is. Really, the Gemara Brachas discusses why do we, right? What's the real reason why we break the glass by the chasana? So everybody says, zecher l'churban. If you look at the Gemara Brachas, it was also because of what? Whoa! Don't party so much. People were partying too crazy. So it is a perspective analysis generally as a Jew. I told my boys from my halachashir, my first day, I always say the same thing the first day in learning Mishnah Berurah and learning Shulchan Aruch. The first Ramah is, what the first words of the Ramah in all of Shulchan Aruch? Shivisi Hashem l'negdi sam. Anything we do has to be recognizing. Da'alef ne mi'atolmi. Right? You go into a good Hasidic shul, they have to have at least one poster that says Shivisi Hashem l'negdi sam. What's the last Ramah in all of Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim? Is a discussion like we have this year. You have two others. So Adar Rishon is not Purim. It's called Purim Katan. Says the Ramah, so what do we do on Purim Katan? Says, well, we should have a mini little Suda. Why? Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. It's always good to party. Excuse me, the Ramah, what are you saying? It's always good to party, totally Mishnah Tamin. But if you take it with the first Ramah, Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samin, now you understand what he's saying. Every time that we want to have joy, so we have to stop and say, is this joy the joy of the Torah? Is this joy ordinated by the Halacha? Is this the type of partying we should be doing now? Is this Simcha of the Torah or not? And if it isn't, it's wrong. At any time there's simcha, there has to be a little bit of gila berada. You have to be a little bit scared. Because it has to be coupled with the right way of doing things. And that's what Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year, is all about. It's putting ourselves into an important perspective. It's putting ourselves into a perspective of saying, who am I going to be this year? I have to be besimcha? But besimcha also comes with a tremendous fear. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. I say, Yom HaDin, everything's going to be decided this day, but you got to be happy because you're here. Unfortunately, you can be like 40-something Shana Aleph guys, or not Shana Aleph guys, who are sitting outside of the land of Israel, and we'll be celebrating Rosh Hashanah. It's got to be a simcha to that. There's got to be a simcha to the fact that last year's Rosh Hashanah and this year's are probably going to be the most different Rosh Hashanahs that you've ever experienced in your life. Oh, really, right? Think about your Shana Aleph Rosh Hashanah, which was okay, and compare it to this year. I mean, the differences are unbelievable. There's a simcha to that. But then there's a yira, because this is the first year of your life you're probably more cognizant of Averus, of Mitzvahs, of Torah. Wow, I got a lot to live up to. And you know that Shana Aleph guy is looking at you when you're davening. You know that Shana Aleph is like, well, what's he doing? Like, well, he's doing that. It's like the Rebbe I spoke to this week was taking food out of the dining room. He said, Rebbe Hari, come on, stop. I heard your announcement. And I said, but don't you see? Everybody's looking at you. You're the Rebbe. You take out food. Why can't everybody take out food? You have a responsibility. There's a simcha in that responsibility, but there's a fear should be in that responsibility. You can imagine as a Rebbe what the responsibility is. People rely on you and ask you a question. Can you imagine giving a shir, you're a little bit tired, and you say one little thing wrong? And potentially, if you're lucky, only for a day, they do the wrong thing, but you didn't know about it forever. It's like, but my rabbi told me, I just yesterday, I took some boys aside, and two boys aside, and I said to them, you know, I know you're sick, and you woke up late, but you can't put tefillin on at 4 o'clock. What are you doing? They said, both of them, Bepemale said the yeshiva we went to, the high school, told us that the rule in the yeshiva is, if you didn't put tefillin on in the morning, You wait till Mincha is postponed. I said, what a horrible yeshiva. What? So, okay, you were sick, so you woke up at 10:30 in the morning. She puts tefillin right away. You're not taking a miss that mitzvah. Right? So imagine whoever that Rebbe is, all this time they've been doing that. I think that's certainly the wrong approach. So getting back to our story. So Rosh Hashanah is about simcha she'en kamohu. Seriously, it's just, it's an awesome day that Hashem has given us. And it's not strange, it shouldn't be strange to us, that after that amazing davening is over, we have to go out and have an amazing suda. Cheshuva. Possibly with basar v'yayin. Why? Because of, wow, we're so lucky. If we take the amount of Jews that there are in the world, even though the numbers are very high of people who go to shul on Rosh Hashanah, but the amount of people that feel this is not very high. So you're very lucky to have that. But there's a big responsibility to that too. So we should take these important ideas and understand that on one hand, we're fortunate. And I always said I didn't get a chance to go to Shana Bat. So when I was in yeshiva, the one thing that, when Rosh Hashanah came and I was back home, I said, how am I going to do this? Because I remembered how amazing Rosh Hashanah was in yeshiva. And Rosh Hashanah was able to go back more than once. And it was like the davening was like, wow. And it's amazing because I always say that, I guess now this is, I think, my eighth Rosh Hashanah here. And the first year I came here, I never heard of Levitah, I didn't know what it was. Sitting in the back over there, nobody knew where I was. I was shocked. This davening is awesome. It's amazing. It's a beautiful davening. I didn't think I could capture that anymore. So we're lucky. We have that. We appreciate it. We know what's going on, right? We also, by the way, just appreciate, you know, I think about where you were last year, certainly 2 years ago, where you were looking at the clock. You know, I remember my friends told me, okay, maybe not my friends, but that you know, when lunch comes and you're eating with other people, where'd you daven? Oh, I davened in that minyan. What time did you get out? 12:30. 12:30? I got at 12:15 with a speech. With a speech. You know, that's the competition. Who got out first? That's it. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Who got out? I'm starting to daven in this place with them. Somebody, you know, I yeshiva. So, hi, I just moved to the community. I'm interested in davening in yeshiva. What time did you get out? So I said, I'm not really sure. It was very important to me. That's why I'm choosing my. I can deal with I want a good, nice davening, but not if you're going to get up. You know what he meant was he wanted to know if you get up like at 3 o'clock. So my first year, if I'm not mistaken, I did daven in YU. I davened in yeshiva around the corner from my house. Right, and I daven there and realized they get out at 3 o'clock, and my parents, I guess, got out at 1 o'clock, and they're waiting and they're waiting, and I have no choice. I wouldn't even start musaf yet. It's 1 o'clock. It's like ridiculous. What? Oh, so like. So probably like 2 o'clock, somebody came to check on me to see I was alive. I was quite, you know. Okay, so the next day I was not able to daven there. It was too much. So we're lucky. We understand. We appreciate a good davening. And Baruch Hashem, we are in a place that they also appreciate. There's a time limit. You know, we don't go crazy. Anyway, take these very important lessons. Amir Hashem, Chesiva Chesima Toiva, and we should be zoiche to continue to understand our role with Simcha, but Simcha with Yira. Shkoyach.